Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jason Taylor, Assistant Director of Washington County Environmental Health, about food safety for Thanksgiving, and if you're hosting guests in the midst of the pandemic, some tips to help you gather more safely.
What's the number one message that you guys would send out in terms of advising people as they prepare those Thanksgiving meals? Of course, a lot of cooking going on during the holidays. What's your number one piece of advice for food safety?
Well, for food safety, you definitely want to have your temperatures correct for when you're cooking your variety of different meats that you'll be preparing, and also be aware of any cross-contamination in your kitchen that you could possibly be transferring bacteria from one of your items, one of your dishes, to another dish that you're preparing. When you get into the cooking of your different meat species, like your poultry, that would be like your turkeys, chickens, anything like that, the internal temperature needs to be 165 degrees in one of the thickest parts of the bird. And then if you're doing different, say like a beef roast or into your prime ribs, if you want prime rib fully cooked, you cook it to 145 degrees. And then say if you're preparing any kind of ground products, then you'd want to be 155 degrees.
In regards to, you know, checking the temperature, how vital is it to have a meat thermometer? And do you find a lot of people don't have that, and they're just kind of guessing?
Yeah, I feel that a lot of people are trying to guess. And actually, that pop-up timer on your turkeys, they're going to pop up prior to the temperature of 165. They seem to be, I know in my home kitchen when I'm preparing turkeys, that timer goes off way before the meat is actually 165 degrees. So you definitely want to go out and just buy yourself a thermometer. The best way to check the thermometer to make sure it's accurate is to put some crushed ice in a glass with some water and put your thermometer in, and it should read 32 degrees.
Well, Jason, let's maybe back up just a little bit and go back prior to put that bird or that brisket or whatever you're going to put in the oven. As far as food safety preparation-wise, how good of an idea is it maybe to sanitize your counters and such before you even start preparing?
Usually, like for my own kitchen, I mix up a mild bleach solution of 50 to 100 parts per million, which usually to a gallon of water is less than a quarter cap full of concentrated bleach. And then you'd wipe down all your surfaces in your kitchen. When you do open your turkey, most people want to wash it because they think they need to get anything off of the bird. But that's actually going to aerosol any bacteria that was on that bird and throw it throughout your kitchen through water droplets and different things. So I recommend you don't wash the bird. They've been, most of the time when they're processed, they're triple washed anyways before you get them into your house.
For those who are maybe planning on having some guests here for Thanksgiving or to any gathering for the holiday season, I know obviously we're in the midst of a pandemic. How important is it for the host to sanitize their house before guests arrive?
Yeah, they probably want to go through and wipe all the door handles and any frequently touched objects in their home. It might be a very good idea to ask your guests to wear a mask during the time that they're in your home, just to cut down the risk, including the people that live there. And then when it comes to the actual eating time, you might think about having different smaller groups that actually live together sit in different parts of your living room or kitchen or that away from other groups if possible, and then have them put the mask on when they're done eating again. Might have everybody wash their hands thoroughly before they go through the line to touch all the different dishes, or have everybody wash their hands and then have the host actually serve up each individual serving to the people as they come through the line to eliminate any risk of cross-contamination with the hands.
How about stocking up on some of the disposable flatware that, maybe if I go in and dish out what I want with whatever spoon I'm using, keep that spoon and just, kind of take it with me, so to speak.
Yeah, you can do that also. That change out your silverwares and different things like that too.
And conversely, I guess, we don't want to put all the onus on the host, but as guests, we kind of have to check ourselves at the door, so to speak, given the situation.
That's right. And before you'd head out to go to to places, you probably want to look into if you are feeling ill, or if you've known someone that you've come in contact with that has tested positive, you don't probably want to leave for Thanksgiving.
Jason, anything else that you want to mention as far as food safety here for the holiday season?
Yeah, just make sure you're not cross-contaminating your items in your kitchen. And if you're going to prepare any grade E foods to make sure you're not contaminating them.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jason Taylor, Assistant Director of Washington County Environmental Health. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.